Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome once again to Border Crossings. Today, we have an international traveler who is joining us, and he is back home right now in the South Pacific. We would like to welcome to the Voice of America singer-songwriter Flo Chase, who is coming out with a brand new album. The album is called Toi, and we'd like to welcome Flo Chase to the Voice of America. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Well, hey, it's everyone. Great to have you. First of all, I have to ask you about your safety, because I know that, you know, you have a home in Los Angeles, a home in Australia, originally from New Caledonia, which is where you are right now. And yep. Amidst you have a cyclone there, Lucas, or some major storm going on?
It wasn't actually as bad as they said, but we had a cyclone yesterday, and thankfully we only had a bit of rain. So it wasn't as bad as expected.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's well and everyone's doing okay. Now, you know, I mean, you've always seemed to gravitate in your travels to an area that's close to the beach. Is there any significance to that?
Yeah, that's probably why I've picked those places, actually. I grew up by the beach, so I tend to miss the beach if I'm not close to it. So that's definitely been a reason to why I moved to California, why I moved to Sydney, Australia. So.
Sure. The water is lovely there. I've seen some photos. It's pretty small. New Caledonia has a couple of 100,000 people, but it's absolutely beautiful. The water is breathtaking from what I've seen.
Yeah, it is. It is very small, but it's beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so why Australia as your next stop? What was, I think you were 12 or so when you moved, but what was it? Perhaps it was a parent's decision.
Exactly. It was my parents' decision, actually. We didn't speak a word of English at the time because we speak French in New Caledonia. And they wanted us to learn how to speak English. And since it's a small island as well, they wanted us to have more opportunities for schooling and stuff like that. So it was a parents' move. But I moved with my brother as well, and we're both super grateful because Australia feels like home in a way now.
And so you kind of live like a gypsy a bit. I mean, you've moved around and around and around. And
I live out of a suitcase, basically.
Yeah, living out of a suitcase, having to learn new languages along the way. And so it's very interesting. But, you know, we're going to learn more about Flo Chase during the course of the program today. And, of course, I want to give you a chance to perform. So we'll start it off with something off of, I guess, your debut album, the new album, Toi.
Yeah, I'm going to play the first single, More of You.
And I understand that this particular song is a very emotional song. And most of your songs have a story or have some kind of emotional reasoning to them. So this one particularly is emotional from what I've been reading about it.
Yeah, it's basically like most of the album. It's based on my experience of traveling and leaving, obviously, my loved ones and my family behind. So needing a little more of them in my life, basically. Mm-hmm. That's where it came from.
All right, Flo Chase, here on the Voice of America on Border Crossings.
Thank you again for having me. Yeah.
Oh, it's great to have you. Very nice. Beautiful, beautiful. Flo Chase is our guest. And we just heard the new single from the album, which is out now?
It's out on March 12th.
March 12th. All right. We'll circle that date. Put a nice big giant red circle mark around that. And so you've had music that's been featured in TV commercials, I guess, Samsung, and you've done some other work as well.
Yeah. So I used to do a lot of, I guess, commercial work back in Sydney when I was in Australia. And I used to do a bit of modeling as well. And that's always helped with music. So I've built like a relationship with Samsung at the time where they would feature me in the commercial as both a model and a musician as well.
So. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite part? I mean, being a good-looking guy who can sing, you have a few options. So, I mean, you've done modeling. How about acting? Is that something you want to do or try?
I did a few acting classes. I actually really enjoyed it. So that's another reason sort of why I moved out to Hollywood in California. But I need to get back to classes and practice a little more. But for sure, if the right opportunity came across, then definitely.
Right. And you got to get a job as a waiter as soon as the pandemic's over. If you want to be an actor, that's kind of the way it works, I guess. I had lived in LA before. It's also a beautiful place to be. What was the biggest change when you left home? The biggest change going to Australia for you, and then the biggest change again moving to America, which has an interesting story in and of itself.
Yeah, for sure. I guess the first one was the language, for sure. Moving out to Australia, I didn't speak a word of English. So I was only 12. So people say when you're younger, you tend to pick up languages a little faster. But I remember it being pretty tough at the beginning, which is also a reason why I got more into music as well. I guess it was a way for me to express myself. And then moving to America, I think moving to LA was the amount of people, because Australia is a pretty big country, but in terms of population, it's pretty small. But when we moved out to LA, the highways with so many cars, the traffic was like, okay, wow, there's a lot of people here.
Why did you move to LA? Was that also a family decision, or was that just totally for career?
That was actually my decision. I moved there with my brother, who's also, he produces music, so we wanted to move out there and work together in LA.
And what's his name? Is his name Floyd, or I don't know what his name
Theo.
Is.
Theo.
Theo, okay. And he also, he's on the album too, I guess, working with you.
Yeah, he helped me with the production side of things, but I met also basically my best buddy now. His name is Justin Fry. You co-produced the album with me. He's from California. Great dude.
Yeah, you have a great team. I was looking. You have a Grammy-winning mixer and some producers who've worked with some heavyweights in the business as well. So it's a great team.
That's what's been nice about moving out to LA too. You tend to meet there's a lot of people that are really good at what they do. So it's been really nice. Yeah.
But you miss home enough to want to go back, which is where you are right now.
Yeah, so I went back for a little bit. I wanted to visit family and friends. And then hoping to be back in LA for the summer, if not before. Yeah.
Have you released music back home in New Caledonia?
Yeah, so the first single has been out everywhere. And it's COVID-free here, which has been nice. I've been able to play.
Oh, really? Wow, lucky.
Yeah, so it's been nice for live shows. I'm able to play a little bit. So.
That's fantastic. That's great. And any of, you know, your brother's in the music business. How about any other family members who are also your parents in particular? I'm interested in that because I know you gravitated when you were younger to the piano and the ukulele and some other instruments. You play a lot of instruments.
Yes. My parents are musical. None of them do it for a job, but I remember around the house, they were playing guitar. My sister, she's 10 years older, was a singer. I mean, she was doing it more as a hobby. So music's always been in the family, but professionally, I'm the only one with my brother who decided to do it as a job, basically.
Are you self-taught? I mean, where did you pick up the piano at 12?
No, they put me into lessons. So they put me into lessons when I was 7, and then guitar lessons, and then vocal lessons. And then, yeah, I've always had teachers, but most of the other instruments are self-taught.
Okay.
I studied music as well. So we had a bunch of instruments at the college I went to. So I learned to play drums, play saxophone and all that.
You went to college in Australia, right? I mean.
Yeah, I went to James C. Academy in Sydney, yeah.
And you got a music degree.
Yeah, I got a bachelor's of music performance, they call it. Yeah.
That's fantastic. But now that you're in LA, you're missing Vegemite or?
I probably moved to Australia a little too late to enjoy Vegemite. Yeah, it's not like
Yeah. I was watching Selena Gomez has a cooking show on HBO, and she took some and spit it out and said, bah!
I guess you have to grow into it because most people don't necessarily enjoy that much. Yeah.
Well, I imagine that, you know, that you're planning a tour. Now, this is the debut album, and it's out in March. And so hopefully we see the end of this pandemic around the rest of the world, and we're not as fortunate as you are where you are. But hopefully things will open up so that you can bring your music to the rest of the world.
Exactly. That's the goal. So fingers crossed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you do another song for us?
Yeah, sure. I'll do a song called Waiting. That's actually on my first EP. Mm-hmm. But it's got a similar meaning. I guess I was already traveling back then and missing my loved ones. So
mm-hmm. There's a lot of missing people in your music. It's kind
yeah.
of...
But the,
I think it's got to stay in one place. That's the whole issue here. You keep moving around.
Well, they allow me to write songs, so it's a good thing. Yeah. At least I'm inspired. But yeah, this is Waiting.
All right. Flo Chase on Border Crossings.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you so much. It's Flo Chase, and he's promoting a brand new album, which is his debut full studio album called Toi. He, of course, has had a couple of other EPs out in the past, and what a great musician, a great instrumentalist and songwriter. Many, many journeys, which started in Caledonia, New Caledonia, which took him to Australia, and now California and Los Angeles on the West Coast. A pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much, Flo Chase. And that's Border Crossings for today. My name is Larry London. Thank you so much for watching.